Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last Friday took your team a little bit to get on the scoring side of things at two periods after a long weekend against Wisconsin the weekend before. What was it about your team that kind of sparked that goal scoring in the third?
Well, I don't know if it was any one thing, Kelly. I think we were playing a good solid hockey game, and that's all we can ask them to do is to be as prepared as they possibly can be, and then go out and play as hard as they can. And I thought we were playing hard. Certainly give St. Cloud credit. I thought they were playing hard as well. It was just a good hockey game that both teams were working on, hard in their respective defensive zones. And we made a couple plays. Our line of Hannah Moore and Caitlin Tugas and Steph Anderson kind of stepped up. They scored all. They wound up scoring all three goals in the third period. And, when your leaders do that for you, that's certainly a real positive sign. But again, I thought we played a solid game. It just took us that long to finally get some pucks by their goalie. But certainly was a relief on the bench when that first one went in.
Speaking of Stephanie Anderson, she's not with your team this weekend. Obviously, off to the Four Nations Cup. What does it mean to this hockey team to have a player like her?
Well, it's great. No question. We've talked all along about what having her play for Team USA does for our program in terms of just recognition. I mean, you get a player at that level. We've had them in the past, but they played for other countries, so to have somebody playing for Team USA is pretty cool. I mean, obviously, programs like Minnesota and Wisconsin have had a lot of them in the past, but this is the first time that we've had somebody play on the national team. And she wins a gold medal, and then she gets named to the Four Nations Cup now, so certainly are very proud of her, and we know she's going to do a great job. They're 2-0 going into tomorrow's game, and she's been a big part of that.
I know I heard that she had a chance to play at center. What does that say about her from Team USA's perspective?
Well, yeah, I think it says a lot. I mean, she played wing for them during the entire World Championships, and they had her at wing up until yesterday's game, and here they're playing their biggest rival in Team Canada, and they put her back in the middle. And that's a big responsibility, but they obviously felt she can handle it. I think that's one of the things she does. She works so hard, and she's very conscientious, obviously, in the defensive zone. And she's not going to give anybody any time and space, and I think they recognize that. And, I know it was a little bit nerve-wracking for her, but I think she did very, very well for herself.
Going back to last weekend, Saturday, your team ends up with the sweep, a 3-1 win. You get goal scoring on the weekend from five different players. What does that mean to have that balanced of scoring?
Well, it really helps, for to see, like, Emily Berg scores her first goal, and Cicely Nelson scores a goal again. And anytime you're going to get scoring, throughout your lineup, it just helps because, everybody's looking for matchups. Our opponents all know who, they look at the sheets, they see who's leading each team in scoring. So you're always going to look for matchups. So when you can get other lines scoring goals, it puts pressure on your opponents. And we got if you want to calm our third and fourth line, they score goals for us, and that's big. And Emily Berglund's goal was, I think she showed a lot of her skill in that goal. She drives to the net, but she makes a great little deft move with her hands rather than just trying to bang it. She makes a little move to her backhand and finds a spot. Nellie just went hard to the net, just plays hard like she always does. So that was really, really nice to see both of them score.
And, of course, you get another goal out of your senior class. Even a Bilic on that game, blast from the blue line. It's obviously a strength of hers is getting those kind of shots.
Yeah, and that was her first goal of the year. I mean, and it was a power play goal. And the power play had been, up until the open netter on Friday night, we hadn't had much success. So that was a big goal. And obviously it increased our lead from 1-2. And as well as anybody how big that is when you can increase your lead. Power play goal, Eve scored. It increases our lead to 3-1, so there's just a lot of positives in that play.
This weekend, another long road trip. You guys getting all of the long road trips out of the way this time of the year, probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, great weather. I mean, we're sitting outside last night. It's 75 degrees and just a beautiful evening. And, you certainly can't complain about that. You're exactly right. All of our long trips will be done after this weekend, and we've got them all in before the weather turns really nasty.
That could be a positive as you get closer to the end of the season, isn't it?
Well, it certainly can be. I mean, it's a grind. So when this is another 5-day trip, and if you have this at the end of the year, obviously it's going to could be a little bit more taxing. But we just take them one at a time, one game at a time. This is the next one on the schedule, and our team's looking forward to it.
The Buckeyes this weekend, obviously in the past, haven't been good to the Beavers. What do you guys need to do to get a couple wins and get back on the winning side against this team?
Well, I think it's important, this group that we have, there's our junior and senior classes in particular have had success against this team, and they've had success here. So, we just need to go and play our game. We have to be mentally ready. We want to play Beaver hockey. That means being tenacious and being, hard on pucks, pushing the pace whenever we can, being hard to play against, all those things we talk about all the time. That's the way we need to go out and play tonight's game. And, if we do that, we're going to have a chance. Again, it's, Ohio State's got a nice team. They got some outstanding players. They're coming off a bye week, so they're well-rested. I'm sure they're anxious to get back into league play. When they look at the standings, they see this as an opportunity to move up. All those things, it's just going to be a big challenge for us. But again, I think this group is looking forward to that, to meeting that challenge.
Do you think it bodes well, or is it an advantage that they've got a brand new coach, a different program?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, that's every program is different. Certainly, she inherited a team with some really, really good players. They had an outstanding freshman class, maybe the best freshman class in the nation in terms of the quality of their players. I know they've had some injuries that have kept some of those players from getting in the lineup. But, Jenny's certainly has been a successful coach at every level she's been at. She came from Trinity, where she led them to the national tournament. So, we know we're in for a battle tonight. We know that we're going to have to, again, be at the top of our game if we hope to have any kind of success today.
What's going to be the key to getting a win?
Well, again, we need to play a complete game. You got to take it a period at a time. I think one of the things we want to try to do is make this team defend, and that means spending time in their zone, and that means being smart with the puck, good puck management. But the bottom line is we need to be on our toes, playing a good aggressive hockey, and if we do that, good things will happen.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.